A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Hello and welcome to Easy Being Green, the show where we talk about how to live a more eco-friendly life. I'm Taylor Powers, that's Deanne Tetzel, and today's topic is transportation.
Transportation and travel. We're coming up on travel season, just right around the corner. So,
oh yeah,
thinking
summer
about
vacations.
Yeah, summer vacations, like long distance travel, but also travel just around your city or town.
Yeah, so. All of it. So we touched briefly on this on episode one, but we wanted to kind of do a deep dive into it because transportation makes up a lot of the greenhouse gas emissions that that go into the planet, and everyone contributes to that.
Right, and I mean we can't avoid all of it because we need to move from place to place.
Not in this day and age.
But there are ways to cut back on that. I mean, for example, when you're taking a trip somewhere, you can look for. There are a lot of trips now that are actually kind of eco-travel or eco-friendly trips, things that are carbon offset adventures, specifically ways that you can maybe, if you do have to fly somewhere, maybe once you're there, you don't take another flight, but you travel overland instead of hopping on another flight to somewhere.
Yeah, like if you're doing a European vacation and you want to travel all around, like they have green trains that you can take from place to place instead of doing flights. They may be quicker, but, you know, change the experience. It's an adventure. Trains are a lot of fun.
Absolutely. I love that idea. And also when it comes to hotels, eco hotels are kind of starting to pop up.
Oh, yeah, they
are. So you can look for an eco hotel to stay in. And then also when you do stay in a hotel, think of it as your home. Think of it, you know, that I'm not going to wash the towels every day. I'm not going to leave the lights on when I leave or the air conditioning. So treat it in the way that you would your home so that you're conserving electricity and energy while you're staying in the hotel as well.
Yeah, for sure. I'm actually in the process of planning a trip myself, and I was considering flying. That was our initial, but then I realized, you know, the drive isn't that bad, and, you know, I know neither of those are the best options, but I decided to drive, and we were looking at multiple flights, like a flight here and then another flight there, and this way we're kind of just going to drive to one spot and really just relax and hang out and then drive back. And yeah, a train would be better, but like we said, no one is perfect, and just little steps, you know, changing little by little, and then it just becomes habit.
That's right. We're all just making those choices that we can while we're still living our lives. When you are like in these other places that you're visiting, enjoy the locally produced food, enjoy the locally the local beverages, enjoy the things that are there so that you're not paying for that product to come from somewhere else. So try to enjoy the local culture and local farmers markets, things like that. We talked about that in a previous episode as well.
You know what my favorite things to do when I'm on vacation exploring a new town is? Get a bike and just bike around town.
That's a huge one.
And so many cities now have those, like the rental bikes that you just put your card in and you pop it out and then you ride it wherever and then you lock it up. And then there's the scooters everywhere now too, the Limes and the Birds. And those are, I mean, I know a lot of people hate them because they're cluttering up their cities, but they're super, for the most part, they're really eco-friendly. And you can get from A to B and you don't have to lock it up at a certain station. You can take it as far as you want and leave it as long as it's in a safe spot. So I love that concept because there are so many times, even in our downtown, where normally I would have, you know, called an Uber or a Lyft, but I just hop on Bird or Lime and say, oh, there's two scooters like right across the street. Let's just take those to, you know, take those home.
I love that idea, too. And then also walking. I'm getting ready to go on a trip to Europe, and I'm always struck by how walkable the cities are
Yeah.
And being able to walk and just see the city in a completely
yes.
different way and enjoy the culture. And you will come upon things you wouldn't if you were
yeah,
in a car.
For
you'll find
sure.
and explore and just
yeah.
encounter different experiences, which
yeah.
is part of the fun.
It is. Just kind of letting your feet guide you and your eyes and just going wherever you want. And when you have a structured schedule, like, okay, we're gonna take our Uber and we're gonna go here and here and here, then you miss so many things that you wouldn't have otherwise known about. So that's a good one for sure. Actually, you know the health app on your phone, you can see how many miles you walk
mm-hmm.
a day. I was going back and looking through it for like the past year or two, and the month that I went to Europe, it like skyrocketed how much I walked while I was there.
Yeah, end up eating healthier and
yeah.
walking more
yeah.
and eating the local food.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing that I was just reading about as I was getting ready for this trip too, one of the other things we can do, I mean, obviously we need to fly because we're going to Europe,
mm-hmm.
but it talked about packing light because the less weight on the plane affects, again, the carbon, you know, emissions
oh, yeah.
and everything like that. So it's another thing you can just do as, you know, I need to fly. What can I do to still help with the environment? I can be a lighter packer.
Well,
I can
and you know what?
Thoughtful.
Every time I've overpacked, I never use everything. And I'm like, oh, man, like I had to carry around this coffin of a suitcase all over my trip. It really, you know, took its toll on me and made everything more difficult. And when I pack light, I feel so much freer and happier and like, look at me. Like, I didn't need all that.
It's true. It's so much more enjoyable.
It
and
is.
Using public transport, too.
Yeah.
Public transportation, we have a lot here in Salt Lake City. And we have trains. We have buses that I
mm-hmm.
believe are running
like
on
hybrid.
Natural gas
yeah.
and that kind of thing, hybrid. So natural transportation, don't forget that because – or natural public transportation
yeah.
because
yeah.
In a lot of these cities that you'll be end up going to if you can't walk or bike or take the scooters and things
mm-hmm.
like that, there are really great ways to get around without you jumping in a car or jumping on another flight.
Yeah. And even if a mode of transportation isn't the greenest, if it's helping a little bit, whether it's carpooling or, you know, taking the metro or even, you know, taking an Uber or a Lyft, because that is technically carpooling if you're with multiple people.
Mm-hmm.
There's other ways of doing it. And then, of course, you know, biking is probably – walking or biking is going to be the best.
You know, we have somebody here in our office that I see him bike into work every day. He actually rides the train, brings his bike, and then he
Aww.
Bikes he brings his bike and parks
that's
it in our
great.
Parking garage. So that's another solution is
yeah.
if it's possible and available to you and it works with your job to actually ride your bike to work or take some public transportation and take your bike for that extra
yeah.
little leg.
I know we're like preaching this, but I'm actually pretty terrible at the transportation. I drive to work every day alone.
We could start carpooling, Taylor.
We could.
We could.
We could. We could start a little work carpool.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we'll keep you guys updated. We'll start trying to be better. We'll start trying to carpool to work and maybe I'll do more biking on the weekends because I live too far from work to bike.
Yeah.
I guess I could take the train in and bring my bike, but that guy's really dedicated. I don't know if I'm ready for that yet.
He is dedicated, and hey, we're just being honest. It's baby steps.
Baby
it's
steps.
Making a choice every day in all of the tips that we're giving you yeah. every time. So it's nobody has to be a perfectionist here, but we can all just do a little piece that
yeah.
is our part.
Well, it's hard too because we work in sales, so we have to yeah
mm-hmm.
drive to meetings and do all that kind of stuff. But we can make it work. We can make do.
We can. We can figure some things out.
All right, so we had bikes, electric vehicles, trains. What did we have? Buses,
mm-hmm.
carpooling, different types
Public
of hybrids, hybrid
yeah,
buses, hybrid cars. Did you know that a lot of hybrid cars, the way that they power the energy is through the brakes?
Oh, I didn't know that.
I thought that was so cool.
We also have our little hybrid car port here. In our parking garage.
Yeah.
So we have several of them, and it's been fun to see that grow.
Yeah, you get so many benefits
yeah.
from being green. You get parking spots right in the front.
Mm-hmm.
You get Well, okay, you're saving money, you're saving the planet, you're saving guilt.
You feel better about yourself when you listen to these podcasts. Right.
And your health. If you are biking, that's improving your health.
That's right.
Well, and actually your health too, because you're polluting, you're not polluting the air. So that's, Salt Lake has terrible air quality. And if everyone would contribute a little bit, we could get our air better, our air quality to get lower.
It's an important issue for us, for sure.
Yeah. So we can all contribute a little bit to improve this world. And transportation's a big, big, big deal. So little steps and you'll get there.
That's right.
And we will too.
Just take one or two of these tips and see if you can implement it next time.
All right. Thanks for listening to Easy Being Green.